No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome in to the Rockies Insider. I'm your host, Patrick Lyons, catching you up on the Arizona Diamondbacks series, where Colorado is able to pick up their third road win, their eighth overall in the season. Two games where they just didn't have the goods, and it looked like more of the same. And then one that was arguably their best victory all season long and has probably given a lot of Rockies fans something to chew on for the first time in a while. We'll preview the Phillies series coming up, but I was getting some rest and relaxation in the mountains, in the San Luis Valley, at a friend's place. So I spent Friday night watching some David Fincher films. He has got a project where he's trying to watch all the films by certain directors. Did Paul Thomas Anderson first. Now he's doing David Fincher. So Friday night, watched the gruesome, but great, but gruesome film, Seven. And yet that was not quite as gruesome as what Rockies fans had to watch on Friday night during a two-hit shutout. Corbin Burns just absolutely dominant. That was a theme. Sunday, Merrill Kelly was dominant, but on Friday was an 8-0 loss, fourth in a row on the road, fourth under interim manager Warren Schaefer. Burns only allowed two hits, did walk three, struck out 10 over six innings. First time the Rockies had been two hits since 2023, which, can you think about how difficult they've had it over the last couple seasons? The offense has still provided, and first two hit against the Rockies since 2023. Only the 34th occurrence of two hits or less for the Rockies. Believe it or not, they actually won one game. We're coming up on the anniversary, May 22nd, 2011. They're at home versus Milwaukee. Just didn't have anything going for them. They did have the major league debut of 24-year-old prospect Carson Palmquist. He ended up going four innings, allowed six hits, five runs, one walk, didn't get a strikeout in his debut, did that on 76 pitches. The Diamondbacks were 3-for-16 with runners in scoring position, but I was a little surprised to note after I got caught up on everything that I missed and was not watching live that Palmquist had allowed two stolen bases. One, to be fair, was Corbin Carroll swiping third base, which doesn't really matter whether you're right or left-handed, but was odd to see a lefty giving up a stolen base. Palmquist, I've talked about him a lot earlier in the week. You can check out some video over on Rockies Insider on YouTube in that conversation with Drew Goodman. You can listen to the audio only version over on the podcast side of the world, Rockies Insider, or again, watch the live recording of me and Drew going back and forth and talking about Carson Palmquist a couple days before that announcement was made. But it did look like he was going to be the next one, and he very much looked like he was ready. And so, you know, he held his own. It was fine. You'd have preferred four innings and five runs maybe at Coors Field than in Phoenix. But nevertheless, Palmquist, the seventh player to make his debut this season for Colorado. Ryan Rolison made his earlier in the week in Texas. Juan Mejia, Zach Agnos, 4 days apart, April 20th and April 24th. Braxton Fulford a few days before that on April 14th. Zach Veen on April 8th. And Dolander the first on April 6th. Five of those debuts, as I just noted, did come in April, the first time the Rockies had had five debuts in a calendar month since June of 2014, when they were really bad. really, really bad during that 2012 to 2015 stretch. Rockies are now one of two teams, along with the Astros, you might be surprised to find out, that have had two starting pitchers make their major league debuts in 2025. There were eight transactions on Friday when I got the notification from the Rockies PR staff over on social media. The first one was, okay, the contract was selected from Carson Palmquist. He's going to wear number 45. Tyler Freeman comes off the IL. Aaron Shunk comes off the IL. Ezekiel Tovar off the 10-day IL. Got to clear room for those four guys, the three from the IL, and then the debut of Palmquist. Sean Bouchard and Anthony Molina were optioned to AAA Albuquerque. And then, because you did need to make room on the 40-man roster, designated for assignment were both Owen Miller and Alan Trejo. So Rockies still have room for one more player on the 40-man roster. And because neither of those guys had options, you couldn't have designated one to create room for the debuting Palmquist and then sent the other down to the minors. Neither of them had options, so unfortunately they both get designated for assignment. We'll wait and see what happens if they're able to sneak through. But Tovar did have one of those two hits on Friday night, and Saturday was just one heck of a win. Now, it was a 14-12 victory on Saturday night, and you could certainly look and just focus on the 12 runs, and you could look at it and think of a Coors Field slugfest, but the Rockies really battled in this game and deserve to be applauded for their tenacity, because they trailed at least three different times in this game. At one point, they were down 11-6, and yet they simply didn't quit for interim manager Warren Schaefer, who earned his first big league win, also got himself the laundry cart slash car wash treatment, if you don't know, when players debut or have some notable milestone, they get put in the laundry cart. They're going into the shower, shaving cream, some adult beverages, a lot of liquids, they say. We don't really know what the other liquids are, but I think it's a lot of beer, soda. Shaving cream is the big one. And if you actually go over to Rockies.com and watch the post-game interview, you can see Schaefer still has got some shaving cream on him. If you want to go see the video from the post game when Bud Black became the all-time leader in wins for the Rockies, he came out, we were waiting for him, and I called it. I said, oh man, he had to have gone through the laundry cart, and sure enough, had shaving cream all over him. He was probably getting cold in there. The AC was blasting. So congratulations to Warren Schaefer getting himself on the board. Rockies getting that third road win that unfortunately only increase their projected win total on the road to 10 wins in this game on Saturday, the 14-12 victory. Herman Marquez, not sharp, was very sharp last Sunday, rebounding after the 21-0 loss to the Padres, coming to the defense, if you will, of manager Bud Black on Saturday for Warren Schaefer. No defense, unfortunately. Three innings pitched, seven runs allowed. Five of them were earned. Three walks, only had one strikeout. Angel Chivigi came in after that, gave up three runs in his inning of work. But from then on, the bullpen continued to be the strength. In so many different games, the bullpen has been very good, but inconsequential. Because if you are trailing, the bullpen could pitch a shutout. But if the offense does not score more runs, it doesn't really matter. I don't think I need to tell any of you how baseball works in terms of scoring runs. But five innings pitched, only allowed two runs on Saturday night. The reason they won was the offense just would not submit. There were four different innings where the Rockies scored at least three runs. They were down 11-6 at one point. Ended up coming back thanks to Jordan Beck, who had a big go-ahead home run, also lead-off home run in this game on the very first pitch. Rockies logged 19 hits on Saturday, most hits and runs scored overall since the famous Cal Quantrill-Reese McGuire game last July 24th against Boston, where the benches ended up clearing. Most runs scored on the road, though, since May 1st, 2021, also 14 runs, and also at Arizona. So big output there for the offense. As I mentioned, Jordan Beck, another two-homer game for him, was moved to the leadoff spot for the entirety of this series. That's one of those perks that Drew Goodman and I discussed earlier in the week about Warren Schaefer being the new manager and players needing to earn their spots in many ways and earn their stripes. And the new manager saying, hey, look, I'm not married to anyone. I don't prefer veterans over young players. I prefer wins over losses. So however we can get that done, let's get that done. So down in Arizona, Jordan Beck becomes the leadoff hitter. Doyle was hitting fifth on Friday. Didn't start on Saturday, came in late. Was also hitting fifth behind Ryan McMahon on Sunday. And, you know, Doyle just not getting it done right now since he's come back from the bereavement list. And I think that's a positive thing that, you know, if Bud Black were to drop him down, you know, what kind of questions would there be or what kind of thoughts might Brenton even have, right? Again, these are professionals. We know this, but you go, man, I'm not getting it done. I'm getting dropped all the way down to fifth. I'm supposed to be like the Charlie Blackman who's going to start the game with some pop in a leadoff home run. Now I'm dropped to fifth, still an important spot in the order, but I'm dropped. Now it's not Bud Black doing that. It is a new manager trying to find the way, trying to get some wins. I feel like that's a lot more digestible, easier to swallow, and it's sort of a win-win situation because since Doyle came back, which began in Kansas City on the day of that doubleheader, 12 for 89, only a 135 batting average, has just a double and a home run. Five RBI in 23 games, was 3 for 3 in stolen base attempts. But I think this is a good solution where you're getting him more at-bats than if you drop him way down in the lineup. He's still towards the top, right? Number five. But now there's not maybe that same pressure of coming up 5-6 times in a game. And for the Rockies, who frankly aren't scoring enough runs, it's more like 4 and once in a while a fifth time. So less at-bats, less plate appearances. And then that start of the game, it's only the one, but it is a tricky thing. It is a tricky thing going from being in the outfield, having to jog the entire way in, catch your breath, and then you are up first. You don't even get to see how the pitcher is approaching one of your teammates and then maybe get some notes from that guy, whatever it may be. You are up there right away. So I think this is going to be a good solution for Brenton Doyle. And once they get back home, makes a couple more dazzling plays in the outfield, it's really going to be a win-win. Started to think about Jordan Beck with his two-homer game because he did that within his first 90 big league games. And I'm very curious, after reach out to Rockies PR, if he's the quickest to ever do that within the first 90 games, to have three multi-homer games. Pretty darn impressive. I looked it up, at least in terms of his age, at 24 years old and 29 days or younger. Tovar did it 4 times. Trevor Story did it 4 times. And Jordan Beck is right there. 3 times. 3 multi-homer games for Jordan Beck. Nolan Arenado, the only other player who at just a little over 24 years old, 24 years and 29 days, had ever had more than one 2-homer performances. And only 10 players had ever done it that young, believe it or not. The previous before that, Elijah Montero. So Jordan Beck continues to play incredibly well. And, you know, that might be the highlight in many games. Like if you're just trying to pinpoint the MVP for that 14-12 win, it certainly would be easy to give that credit to Jordan Beck, highlight that performance as the leadoff hitter, first pitch home run, that go-ahead run where it was 13-11 at that point. But I think arguably with just a hair more importance would be Ezekiel Tovar and only his second game back from the IL. A 5-hit night, the first 5-hit game of his career, believe it or not. I think he has 3 other games where he's had at least 4 hits. But his first 5-hit game coming on the road, coming soon after getting activated off the IL and only a double shy of a cycle. Had a, he got a base hit, got an RBI single in his final at bat not a double, but still really positive to get him going, because as bad as the Rockies were last year, they at least had an offense that could go with Doyle and Tovar at the top. McMahon struggled in the second half, batting third, but you did have Tolia starting to heat up. So if more of these guys can get on the same page, Hunter Goodman, I mean, my, oh my, tip of the cap, because in the Blake Street Banner Slack channel that I'm in, where we chop it up, tip of the cap to Isaac Stevens, who points out Hunter Goodman now has a higher batting average, 299, than Luis Arraez, 297. So it says a lot about both those guys. But Goodman doing his job, he's been hitting third in the lineup recently, and the dude can hit. He just has that hit tool. So for a catcher to be able to do that, pretty darn impressive. We'll wait and see if Brenton Doyle is able to figure out a couple things offensively, and you know, will he be the all-star? Will it be Tovar? Those two obviously were the favorites, but right now, the way things are going, maybe it's Hunter Goodman. It's a little bit harder with catchers because they usually only carry two, and to carry a third, you know, Goodman might even only be the fourth best catcher in the National League when it comes time to making those rosters. So still a very long ways away until that decision is made, but Hunter Goodman has been really outstanding. Tovar was not in the lineup on Sunday. I think that's probably more of a load management to try to mitigate some of that, you know, left hip issue that he had been having. So good enough to play, but gotta manage that load a little bit. That was one of the biggest things that the Rockies were talking about this offseason. It shouldn't have been. It should have been just getting a lot better. But instead, they were focused on improving the bench.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shop Wayfair now, month-long big deals. Yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong. Check out the song. Best in decor. Black Friday sports.
Garlands and trees.
Saving with ease.
Lights for your house. Lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs. Mattresses too. Sheets that are you. Everything home. These things in chrome. Hands of the clock. Area roads. Fast shipping. Wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season. Win the season. Wayfair.
Which, as you know, is pretty crazy for a team that will not be going to the postseason for the seventh consecutive year, as if they only need to improve the bench. No, they need to improve many, many things. But they said, look, if we can get a player like a Kyle Farmer and Tyler Freeman for with his ability to be able to play some center field and in the and left and right if you need be, second base, he can do a little bit of everything. So that's going to make you feel better about giving Tovar a day off when he needs it, or McMahon, or Brenton Doyle when they need it. So Kyle Farmer batting second, playing shortstop on Sunday. Imagine it's really just some of that load management. On Sunday, Rockies just didn't get it done. A 1-0 loss. They had an opportunity in the ninth. They made it close. It's unfortunate because in the conversation I had with Drew Goodman, you know, there were a couple spots in the Rangers series where it felt like, hey, things are going to turn around. The Rockies, I think, are going to do this. They are going to come back and win this game. And you've gotten that sense, even in the last 2 years, with a combined 204 losses, that at least when they were at home, and sometimes when they're on the road, you felt, I don't know, they've got the momentum right now. I think they can win this game. And they would a decent amount of time. And they just have not done that, I think, at all this year. And so, despite the fact that, you know, they've been in some more of these games on the road, and have had those ninth inning opportunities, the results have still been the same. So it, not enough has changed. Maybe during this homestand, that will change, because it usually takes a strong homestand for the Rockies to feel like, no, yeah, we can hang with these teams. Only problem is this homestand, 7 games, 4 against the Phillies, 3 against the Yankees. Merrill Kelly was outstanding on Sunday, a one hitter for him. Rockies only had 3 hits total, but Merrill Kelly, 7 innings pitched, 1 hit, no runs, 3 walks, 11 strikeouts, didn't allow a base hit until Jordan Beck's double in the top of the 6th. I think at one point he had like 7 strikeouts through his first 11 outs, maybe 10 through his first 14. Pretty darn impressive. Merrill Kelly, if you don't know his story, he was a, I guess you could say, failed Rays prospect who just flamed out a bit and needed a guaranteed paycheck. That's one of the bigger reasons why players will go overseas, is because instead of waiting for an opportunity in the majors, which they may or may not get, but even if they do get it, it's going to be at the league minimum of, I want to say it's $770,000 right now. And that's if you were on the big league roster the entire season. And a lot of these guys aren't. So they can go get a guaranteed paycheck of $1 million. You know, it's going to be somewhat of a culture shock, but they're going to learn a couple things too as well. And you can get a lot better. So that was the deal for Merrill Kelly and his family. They went to Korea for 4 years. He honed his craft, and ahead of the 2019 season, the Diamondbacks signed him for 2 years, $5.5 million. And he has provided value a lot, especially those first 2 years at $5.5 million. He's been a positive war player every single year. In 2022 to 2023, 7.8 wins above replacement, and was critical during the postseason when it was Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly, somewhat of a poor man's Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson, because Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson, both Hall of Fame players, one in, one not yet, will probably get there. I don't know that we can say that about Gallen and Kelly. Certainly not Kelly, maybe Gallen. We'll see how his career ends up playing out. And he did not look good on Saturday during that Diamondbacks loss. But Merrill Kelly goes over to Korea, improves his skills and abilities, and the Diamondbacks, because they've got boots on the ground and they've invested in international scouting, scoop him up at a bargain. He's never made more than $8.5 million per year. And this is something that the Rockies, unfortunately, are not investing in. They hear sort of secondhand. They get video on guys. They do it from a distance. They don't know what's going on behind the scenes. It's not due diligence to just watch video of a player. You've got to go over and understand what changes he's made. Is he going to be fine when he comes back to the States? These are important things to know. And the Diamondbacks did that work with Merrill Kelly, and they've benefited his entire tenure in Arizona. So Rockies now 8-38, 174 winning percentage. That's a 134 loss projection. That's basically one win for every 5 or 6 games played. That's it. That's it, unfortunately. Did you guys like the rivalry weekend? Let me know over on the social medias at Patrick D. Lyons, or just on the YouTube page, Rockies Insider. I like that kind of branding. I'm not sure that I even saw a logo for it, but that's what they were calling it. There were some interleague games. Then there were some we got in the NL West, right? Hey, Diamondbacks, Rockies. Sure, that is the rivalry. So they had that going. That was somewhat nice to see. I don't know that it offered a lot of bang for the buck, but hey, sometimes you got to slap a label on something to try to make it a little bit more intriguing than normal. I think it was intriguing, those Diamondback City Connect uniforms. I'm really curious about what y'all think about those purple unis that the Diamondbacks wore on Friday night. They really took a lot of elements from previous uniforms that they had. I think one of the biggest pieces that was interesting for them, maybe not interesting for the Rockies, because the Rockies have said, we don't want to do this. But the Diamondbacks said, we will, because they had their purple jersey, and the sleeves were a darker purple. And that was a specific reference to the vests, the purple vests that they had back in 2001 during their lone World Series championship. And the Rockies don't want the City Connect to be a throwback or some kind of historical jersey. They want it to be this great standalone. And so far, I think they're two for two. Eventually, will they have to tap into that? Sure. I really think it would be cool if at some point, maybe, I don't know if it'll be version 3.0. Maybe it'll wait until 4.0. But perhaps Nike will decide, hey, this next line over the next 3-4 years, nothing but vests. That would be pretty darn awesome. Phillies preview. I'll talk about that here real quick before signing off. Four against the Phils. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night, 6:40 p.m. I think Tuesday's buy one, get one on the dollar hot dogs or something like that. Maybe it's dollar dogs. Don't bring cash. I brought cash once to buy one of those cheap dogs, and they wouldn't take it. So it's credit card only facility at Coors Field. But Monday, it's going to be a battle of two left-handers. Kyle Freeland, who's 0-6 against Christopher Sanchez, who's been very good, 4-1, 2.91 ERA. On Tuesday, it's Antonio Senzatella against Jesus Luzardo, another southpaw. I remember in spring training, he got lit up during one of his starts, and it looked like, oh boy, Phillies maybe should not have traded for him. Maybe shouldn't have given up some of that prospect capital to the Marlins, but he has been fantastic, 4.02 ERA. On Wednesday, Carson Palmquist makes his Coors Field debut against Taiwan Walker, who's been really good, only 1-3, but kill the win, as my good friend Manny Randowood would say. A pitcher's win-loss record is really not that important. What is important is Taiwan Walker and his 2.62 ERA. And then Thursday, the day game, final one before the Yankees come to town. Herman Marquez against lefty Ranger Suarez, who has been struggling. 5.09 ERA, did start the season on the IL, so he is trying to rebound just a little bit for his season. At Patrick D. Lyons, at Patrick D. Lyons MLB, and the Rockies Insider over on YouTube. Make sure you're checking that out and all of the videos, sometimes shorts as well. You can see Drew Goodman talking about new manager Warren Schaefer, Carson Palmquist, and a lot of other things that deal with the 2025 Colorado Rockies. So thanks for dropping by, giving me this momentum on this audio-only show. But momentum, unfortunately, as I like to say, can only be as good as my next show. So, of course, I'll talk to you tomorrow.